Let's get it. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house. Welcome or welcome back to the Man of the House podcast. I am your host, Jason Tyree. For those who are listening for the first time, welcome. I am a husband of almost 18 years, a father of four, and what wasn't planned when I first started this podcast was that I will actually be going through quite of a tough season. For those who have been listening to the previous three episodes or who have been following me before I even came out with this podcast, you've probably been following my progress as far as dealing with some mental health discrepancies, if you will, some mental health struggles. So I'll definitely give you the update on that. Matter of fact, let me do that first. I like to do that first. I want to get that out the way first. You know what? This is still kind of all new to me. And I've noticed in the other episodes, I didn't really bring this home or reiterate. So if you're watching on YouTube or on Facebook, wait a minute, I'm doing this all wrong. All right, let me do YouTube first. Hey, YouTube audience. Hey, listen. If you're watching it on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and make sure you hit that notification bell. Yeah? All right. Facebook, if you're watching this on Facebook, make sure you like the Tyree family page and just stay tuned, you know, because I'm going to post them there as well. For everybody else who's listening on whatever streaming platform you're listening to, thank you for your support. Continue to listen. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, yada, yada. Got to make sure I do some sort of promoting of this podcast, right? We're going to get it all together. By episode 50, I'm sure we're going to be rolling. Bear with me. Anywho, how am I doing? I will say this. I'm doing better. Circumstance really hasn't changed that much. I'll say marginally. I'm not going to say it hasn't changed at all. It's changed a little bit. So optimism is starting to creep back in, but I also recognize this is still a journey. Been talking about going to therapy for the longest. And my next therapy session is next Monday. And I am excited. I had to switch therapists. But I believe this new one is going to be, I'm excited to get to the bottom of this. Because there's been a lot of stuff that's been festering over the years that I've just never really dealt with. Been taking it all on my shoulder and trying to bear it. And that's not good. So I will say that it is better, or getting better, I should say. Usually I try to give you guys an update on how I am physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Yeah. Those are the four. The leads, the four leads is what I like to call them. So let me start off with spiritually. my church has really been there for me, man. Like, I'm very fortunate enough to attend a very wonderful church, Hope Point Church here in Midlothian, Virginia. If you're in the local area, you can check them out on Hope Point. Is it hopepointva.com? Let me check that in real time. Those who are listening, just bear with me for a second. I want to make sure that I'm getting this. I think it's hopepointchurch.com. I think. I want to make sure I have the right. That's not it. Don't. No. I mean, God bless that church, but that's not it. Don't go to hopepointchurch.com. Hopepointchurch.org? It's .org. I mean, shout out to hopepointchurch.com too, but I'm not in, I don't even know where they're located. Hopepointchurch.org. That is where you can find more information on the church I go to. But I've been attending Hope Point Church for coming up 10 years now. And the pastor, Pastor Jonathan Stales, shout out to Pastor Jay and his wonderful wife, Amy Beth. What's kind of cool about it is we're around the same age and we attended the same college around the same time. I lived on campus. I think he lived off campus or something like that. Well, I'm not particularly sure of his commute or whatever, but yeah. And I think the day that my family and I joined the church, he just became senior pastor because his father, Pastor Stephen Stales, who founded the church, you know, he was the pastor originally, then he passed it down to Pastor Jonathan. So that's a quick 10 years. I ain't even gonna lie. But they've been a blessing, man. Was able to talk to them. And then, you know, with the new year coming along, a lot of churches have 21-day fasts and stuff like that. And so we had a service on Wednesday. And it's one of those services where there's not preaching going on. It's just prayer and prayer and worship. And so I went up to the front and it was different because usually when I go up to the front, I'm getting my praise on and stuff like that. But I just, it's a lot of weight on me, man. I couldn't really do anything but just stand there. And, you know, once the prayer portion came through, I couldn't even like properly stand up there for prayer. I was just a mess. And all of a sudden, man, it was like the Avengers. They came over to me and just blessed me, man. They prayed over me, made sure I was okay, spoke life into me, cried with me, prayed with me, wiped snot off my nose. It was awesome, man. So shout out. And it was a lot of people. I don't want to miss out, but I do want to give a special shout out again to Pastor Jonathan, Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve came over there. There was a lady, I cannot remember her name, but I know she always comes up there and she dances. I want to say she's around my mother's age, and the church pretty much knows my mother. For those who don't know my mother, she's super awesome. She's like Jesus' best friend. So, she was up there. She like prophesied. She didn't even know I did music. She was like, "You got some lyrics in you." I'm like, "Yo, what?" It was funny as I was just thinking the other day, man, I did not drop anything in 2023 as far as a mixtape or anything like that. So, yeah, got to do something about that. Anywho, Then my guys, Brad, Neil, Thaxton. Trying to think who else came up there. Man, just shout out to the fellas. Shout out to y'all, man. It was really what I needed in that time, and it just gave me an extra oomph going into next week. And so things are looking up. Now, I don't want to belabor the point because I try to keep these episodes 30 minutes. But that's spiritually. Physically, it's still terrible. I still haven't made it to the gym. I'm still not eating great at all. I think I'm more focused on getting my mental in a place, which is weird to say because I used to go to the gym as my outlet. And that kind of shows you how bad off things are that I can't even go to the gym because I'm just not even mentally prepared to do it. But I think I'm getting back to that point where I want to get back into the gym. Plus, I'm waiting for this wave of, oh, new year, new me. You know, them folks that be jumping into the gym. I'm waiting for that phase to go through. So by early February, you know, they done decommitted and I can actually jump on a bench press or something like that. And nobody's, anyway, I'm gonna get back to that. In the meantime, I can still like do some cardio or something, or at the least eat right. I did have some salads though. I've been trying to get back into it. Yeah. Anyway, physically, I'm going to be okay. I'm just not right now. My shoulder's still killing me. So I got to sleep on my left side, which is weird because I usually sleep on my right side. That's neither here nor there. I'm going to be all right. Mentally, you know what I realized? Because I always loop mentally and emotionally together. I see the difference. And I want to talk about the difference real quick before I get into today's topic. The difference to me between mentally and emotionally is, for me, I'm realizing more and more that, yeah, I was mentally burnt out, mentally spent, but I was more emotionally just out of it, which affected my mental state. And I understand why you have to kind of put those two together, but I do notice the difference. So I would say that mentally I'm better because for the sheer fact that I'm not contemplating suicide. So that's a victory right there. Like that's not really a thought at all. But emotionally I can still tell that I am just spent. I am mentally drained. Like, I'm not out of the woods mentally yet. And that's why another reason I'm excited about this therapy that's coming up to kind of get to the root of some things. But what I also realized was that in this whole season of hell that I've been in, that even though I was mentally distraught, mentally exhausted, I was never mentally weak. Because there was just certain things within that where I felt that I lost control, but I was just surprised that I was still able to keep some sort of logic and reasoning in a lot of things. But I just had to get quiet. So I'm learning as I'm going. But anywho, that's the update. That's how I'm doing right now. I'm not necessarily taking a hiatus from social media. I just don't have the energy. So I don't, because I'm not on social media now, but I'm not taking a hiatus or leaving social media. It's just how things are happening right now. I don't really want to be on social media like that. I guess it is a break when you look at it that way. Not a planned break. I didn't plan on this. It wasn't like, oh, 2024, when the ball drops, yo, I'm out of here. That wasn't the plan at all. Yeah, so that's that. Before I get into the segment, the topic of the day, if y'all have any questions, please leave them in the comment section. Look at me. I remember. Yeah, I got to promote this thing here, right? Leave any questions in the comment section. I'll take a look at them, address them on the next episode. And what I'm also thinking about doing is once a month doing a live recording of this. So, give me about a month or two. I don't think I'm ready for that yet. But anywho, that is coming. I am going to do a couple of live episodes. But yeah, like I said, if you got any questions, comments, whatever, leave them in the comment section. Thank you very much. Topic of the day: balancing work and family life. I don't know if you guys noticed this, and should I tell them? Nah, I'm not gonna tell it. I want somebody to bring it up because I'm doing something on purpose that I don't think a lot of people are realizing. You'll find out. Anyway, the topic, the art of balancing work and family life. Let me tell you right now, none of these topics that I'm bringing up am I an expert in. Nah. This one has been very terrible for your boy. Balancing work and family life. But what I will say is you hear about the work-life balance. It's like you got to have a good work-life balance. I actually disagree with the phrase work-life balance. I think it's actually work-life harmony. I'll explain. To say, okay, I'm working too much, let me cut back on working, will kind of cut into your productivity and your, honestly, your net worth, which will affect your life and your family life and their quality of living. But on the flip side, if you cut back on the life part of it, then you have the potential of drawing a strain with your family. Like, who's this stranger who keeps popping up in the house type of thing? Like, you don't wanna have roommates, you wanna have families. You know what I mean? It's nothing worse than being a roommate to your wife and kids. That's not the move at all. But this has been a challenge for me, and I realize it has to be a harmony. You have to learn how to marry the two properly. And it's easier said than done. Case in point, for me, a lot of people don't know this. I don't even know if my employer knows this. So if anybody from my job is listening, it is what it is. I have a 9-to-5. And it's a full-time job. And I would say I spend about anywhere between 45 to 50 hours a week working in my 9-to-5. But then I also have a freelance business. And the freelance business exists because if I didn't have the freelance business, I would need a part-time job. And the reason I would need a part-time job is because I need more income to supplement a household of six. My wife, she's currently trying to find ways to make money. I'm proud of her because she got her artwork into one of the businesses here in Midlothian, Virginia. And, you know, it's hanging. She got a lot of art pieces hanging for sale. And so really praying that that becomes a success in terms of whether it's purchasing or just getting attention to her artwork and create more opportunities for her. But the almost 18 years of marriage, my wife didn't have to work. We've been operating mainly off my income this entire time. It's kind of tricky. It's not like she doesn't want to work, because she really wants to work. However, there are certain things that's kind of prohibiting that. Number one, she's homeschooling two of our kids. Used to be three, but it's two. And the way childcare is in America, her entire check will be going to childcare. So it's kind of like, you might as well just, you know, be a stay-at-home mom, which stay-at-home moms, shout out to stay-at-home moms. That is not a degrading title. That is probably one of the hardest jobs ever. Stay-at-home mom. And I have so much respect for stay-at-home moms. You know, society would kind of make it be like, oh, you just sit at home and just live off your husband and type of stuff. No. They are the chief operating officers of the home day to day. Like, hey, got to make sure this is right. Got to make sure, like, their role is so huge. It's so huge that when my wife goes out of town and she's like, all right, you got to watch, you know, you got to be with the kids. I'd be like, she writes detailed notes too. Like, hey, at 9 o'clock, do this. At 11, make sure this happens and make sure they have this. She's meticulous with it. Your boy, I'm not saying I ignore what she writes, but I'll be winging it. I mean, come on, man. You know how dads are, man. But I still try to stay as close to that list as possible. But your boy be struggling. I'd be like, yo, I don't know how she does this. This is crazy. So shout out to stay-at-home moms, man. But I'm just letting you know our situation. That's how our family dynamic has been this entire almost 18 years. And so with me working 45 to 50 hours a week on my regular job and then on my freelance, which is supplemented as my part-time job, it's not really part-time. I mean, I spend about 40 to 50 hours on doing that every week. That's about 90 to 100 hours a week, and there's 128 hours in a week. That's crazy, isn't it? 90 to 100 hours a week. That is not healthy. Team no sleep. I don't subscribe to that. Stupid. I know some of the entrepreneur gurus that y'all see on social media be like, oh, you sleep when you're dead. You got to work. That's not healthy. I'm here to tell you that right now. That's not healthy. That's not conducive for the long run. Don't do it. Get you some rest. Rest is the best thing you can do. Don't overrest. But rest. Get your rest. That's so important. But I have to realize or figure out a way to reduce those hours so I can be more present. Especially when three of my four kids, they're teenagers. I mean, in a blink of an eye, they're going to be adults and living on their own. Not saying I'm kicking them out when they turn 18. But I don't want to miss these years in their lives because they're very pivotal. And if all they can remember from these years is me working all the time, it's kind of like, yo, you provided, but that's about it. I don't really have a relationship with you. So that's something I'm currently working through as well, because I don't want that to happen. And just being present, not literally, but emotionally present. Yeah, it's a tough task because especially this year, it's just been a lot. But at the same time, we tend to grade ourselves harder than our kids grade us. I still would much rather grade myself on the caution of harder than not. But, you know, I talk to my kids from time to time. They're like, oh, everything's cool. I'm like, you sure? Because I feel like I've been a trash dad. No, Dad, you've been great. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. That's cool. I think I know what I'm going to talk about next episode. Shout out to parents of teenagers, because boy, that's been something else. Anywho, yeah, the work-life balance. I think what's important is recognizing, taking inventory of how much you're working, taking inventory of how you are in the home, and try to create some sort of not balance, but harmony with that. Yeah, just you got to be aware of that. I know some people, this last statement I'm going to say, I know some people who say, man, let's stick it out for the kids. These are married couples that are having issues. Who say, you know what, let's stick it out for the kids. Let me tell you, as someone who grew up with a single parent, my mother deciding to not be with my dad was probably the best thing that could ever happen. And I'm not here to promote divorce per se, but I'm also not here to promote, let's stick it out for the kids. Because what may seem like a great idea, because you want to make sure your kids grow up with both parents in the home, you could also be giving them front row seats to toxic relationships that they carry over into their adulthood and end up in toxic relationships. And then that generational curse is just continuing on and on. Dysfunctional relationships is the norm now because you stuck it out for the kids. No, sometimes, again, not promoting divorce, but if it's to a toxic point, you might not want your kids to be living in that toxicness. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's my two cents on that. I'll go ahead and conclude this show for you, episode 4. Thank you for tuning in. Again, if you're listening on the streaming platforms, thank you for your support. Continue to listen, tell a neighbor, tell a friend. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, hit the subscribe button to get the notifications. And if you're watching on Facebook, like the Tyree Family page, share, do all that good stuff. And if you have questions, leave it in the comment section. And I'll address the next episode. Anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. I will holler at y'all next week. Peace. I'm a man in the house.